At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Free. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Free. Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:10 a.m. and change here in the Great Northeast. This beautiful Tuesday, September 16th, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show, and I am he. It's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and with the help of our man, John Basiliga, and one of his great companies, Serenity Care, to honor the brave who made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we've lost this year but celebrate today, thanks to John. Robert Scotty Scott Scranton, formerly of Gouldsboro. John Secula Dalton. Robert Golden Scranton. Richard Crawford, drums. John Zeppi Hazelton. And Dale Brandon, Bethel Hill, Fairmount Township. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order, this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. And I'll finally have a chance to get to some of the emails. Mr. Paul, our executive producer, he says, the juice is not worth the squeeze for Frank, but we sort of, well, we didn't have an agreement, but we had a civil discourse for the most part. Not a sensible one, but a civil one. So we'll keep trying every so often. All right? Somebody texted in, the people that celebrated Luigi Mangione are the same people that cheered when Charlie Kirk got shot. Many of the same. You're right. Somebody pointing out, you've been saying that Medicaid wouldn't be cut. Now you're saying the cuts will come next year. All right. You obviously don't listen. I don't know why and what your interest is in not listening. Okay? Medicaid is not being cut. It is being eliminated as it always should have been. For illegal aliens and able-bodied people who will not work or volunteer and have no dependents. Okay? Those who will not work 20 hours a month or volunteer. We have a chance to volunteer for 20 hours a month. Okay? Now, that's 20 hours a month. And if you have dependents, you're not even considered for having your Medicaid eliminated. And there are no cuts to Medicaid. It'll go up about $2 trillion over the next 10 years. So that's it. I understand you have so many people that you blindly follow lying to you, whether it's Mayor Many Names or the governor, or prominent Democrats galore. They're lying to you. I don't know why you haven't seen through them yet. They lie about everything. The entire Democrat philosophy is based on lies. Today's Democrat Party is based on lies. It requires you to lie and be a hypocrite to support their agenda. Because it's a massive failure across the board. Massive failure across the board. The border, crime, economics, the Green New Deal, foreign policy. I could run through all of it. Everything is wrong. Everything they do is wrong. Everything they seek to assert is wrong. Not kicking illegal aliens out of the country? It's insane. It's like a guy who punches you in the face and says, oh, wait a minute now, you're not going to start a fight here, are you? Between 15 and 20 million people led into this country illegally. That's insanity. Joe Biden, oh, he's as sharp as a tack. We have a hard time keeping up with him. And now you're going to fall for it again? Paige Cognetti pretends, I just decided to run for Congress, even though you hired operatives a year ago? It's just like, what? This is all they do is lie. You remember the 22 election cycle? Paige Cognetti among them, by the way. Abortion, we'll never get our abortions again. As though that was a good thing to get an abortion. We could never get our abortions. All right. You were lying. Has anything changed in Pennsylvania, Governor Shapiro? Anything? And you knew it, and you lied and lied and lied repeatedly. Haddock, State Representative Haddock, you lied and lied and lied repeatedly. Why the idiots are all in a, you know, panties in a bunch about abortion is beyond my comprehension. But let's take it to their level. Let's reduce ourselves to their level. That somehow abortion is sacred and it's important and it's freedom. Let's reduce it to that level of idiocy. You're still lying. This is what they do, and now you're going to fall for it again. Oh, the Medicaid cuts. People are going to die. They literally said this. I saw Hakeem Jeffries saying it. I saw idiot Nancy Pelosi saying it. But no, you're going to believe them anyway. Somebody says, the people, we are such fickle people. Perhaps consider playing a Charlie Kirk soundbite a day, at least to the midterms, maybe beyond. And there are so many. Somebody texts in, I do want illegal immigrants who are dangerous criminals out of the country, but ICE is raiding workplaces and naturalization courts and not prisons or jails. Less than 5% of 2025 ICE detainees have any criminal record at all. Where are you getting your numbers from? You sound idiotic. And did you forget that it was a crime to be here illegally? Yeah, you did. Wow. Again, the old story. Somebody punches you in the face and then says, don't you start a fight with me. Unbelievable. One of the trolls says, by the way, George Floyd didn't die. He was murdered by a disgusting cop kneeling on his neck and choking him while he was pleading for his life. That's a lie. You've just lied. You've just made something up. Total lie. He didn't say anything. Number one, what he did say was in the car, I can't breathe. Nobody was on top of him. Nobody was even holding him. And then he escaped from the car. Unfortunately, he was committing a crime. Counterfeiting. That's when the cops got called. Hey, guys, passing bad bills here. And we're worried about him. The cops come. He also has fentanyl in his possession. He swallows it so it couldn't be used as evidence against him when they searched him. And that fentanyl overdose killed him. Was Chauvin an idiot for kneeling on his neck? Well, it was an accepted procedure. And the guy died because of an overdose. The political, you got to remember where it is. The political review of his death is false. He suffocated from a massive overdose of fentanyl that he was trying to hide from the cops. If you want to believe the mainstream media, if you want to believe the people who lie to you about everything, feel free. You walk around like an idiot. Now, somebody else, Bob, what do you think about the assassination of Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband? These are the Minnesota representatives. I'm not sure what to think. They were murdered after they voted to prohibit Medicaid coverage for illegal aliens. So I'm not sure what to think. The guy was apparently a right winger. The firebombing of the governor's residence, it was done by a sicko who was angry about Palestine. It was anti-Jewish. I still will ask, and it's never been answered, it's never been explored. How in God's name does the governor mansion of Pennsylvania get burned almost to the ground by some fool? Another, what about the assault of Nancy Pelosi's husband? It was a left-wing, homeless, sick person. And she somehow, with cameras, everything, failed to secure her own house. But it was a left-winger, so you know. They're mentioning Senator John Hoffman as well. I don't know anything about it. How do you feel about the MAGA supporters who erected a gallows and chanted hang Mike Pence after he certified the free and fair election? See, you've already disclosed who you are. Yeah, it was a free and fair election in 2020. Yes, it was. Dear Lord Almighty. Just a troll trolling. Just a troll repeating lies. And lying, obviously. I don't get it. I don't get it. Yeah, they mocked Mike Pence. By the way, who defended them? Not me. It was an embarrassment. It was a disgrace. But then the Democrats turned it into some insane assault on democracy that it wasn't. It was an expression of democracy out of hand. And people got punished severely. Years in prison Doesn't matter if Trump pardoned them. They spent years in prison, some of them. They got punished severely. They got pardoned after they'd already been punished. Can't compare that to Biden's pardons. Somebody thinks, and I can only hope we continue to mourn and remember the man and legacy of Charlie Kirk. I wish for a discussion that advances the principles he expounded. But there will be violence against that. There's violence against truth. There's an absolute hatred of truth by people who lie and whose entire existence is based on lies. So you know. Just so you know. The left is out of control. The left has a sickness and evil at its core. And then a lot of dumb followers. And they are dangerous. Believe me, they are. They're almost as dangerous as the evil at the core of this. Mutilating children. You can name it. It's disgusting. You can name any Democrat Party policy of today. And if you have any sense, you've got to say, what? You've got to be kidding me. Of left-leaning respondents say killing Trump is somewhat justified. 50% say killing Elon Musk is somewhat justified. These are the left. This is today's Democrat Party. Absolutely insane. I don't even know. What do you do with them? From Rich McKelly, he said, Bob, thanks for your interview with Frank. Always entertaining. Typifies the left on a comical scale. And happy birthday to MJ, my father. Thanks, Rich. I mean, but yeah. It is comical. By the way, if there weren't people falling for this insanity, it would be funny. It really would be. But it's not. It's dead serious, and Charlie Kirk is dead because of it. Father of two, 31 years old, spoke the truth, and now Mangione backers are celebrating the judge, again, a New York City judge, dropping terrorism charges against him. Disgusting. Disgusting idiots. The only thing I will say about Mangione, he walks pretty smoothly with the shackles on. I was okay at it as many times as I was in shackles, hundreds of times, but I was impressed with how smoothly he walked. Other than that, no redeeming value. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Bob Cadaro.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our man John Basiliga. And today we feature just one of his great companies, Serenity Care, with senior facilities in Mid Valley, Old Forge, Wyoming, Kingston. Totally renovated place to go for your senior family member or for you. Serenity Care. John Zeppi, he was 82. We lost him July 14th. At St. Luke's Hospital, Coaldale. Born in Hazleton. Sadly preceded in death by his wife of 54 years, Jean, who was the love of his life. He survived by his daughter, sister, and brother-in-law. Graduated from Hazleton High School in 1961, where he excelled in baseball. After graduation, he served in the U.S. Army, where he underwent his 8 weeks of basic training and 16 weeks of advanced infantry training at Fort Dix, New Jersey. He was assigned to the 313th Battalion Infantry and the 289th Ordnance Company. Afterwards, he spent an additional 6 years in the Army Reserves, where he received numerous shooting awards. He attended Penn State University and was lauded for his writing ability, having had several stories about hunting published in the local newspaper. He was an excellent marksman, especially in archery, rifle, and trap shooting, obtaining top awards in all. Member of the Hazel Park Car Club and the Hazleton Archery Club. He worked in the industrial field for 35 years as a master machinist. John Zeppi. Dale Brandon. He enjoyed tinkering cars, loved music. He was 91 when we lost him September 1st. He was from Bethel Hill, Fairmount Township. Born February 17th, 1934, in the same home he died in. Preceded in death by his wife of 66 years, Anna Mae Tripp Brandon, back in 2024. Dale was a graduate of Huntington Mills High School and was employed for 40 years as a mechanic by the former Bear Ford dealership in Huntington Mills. He faithfully served his country in the U.S. Army, active member of Bethel Hill Bible Church, caretaker for the Bethel Hill Cemetery, was also a member of the NRA. His hobbies included tinkering with cars, snowmobiling, riding motorcycles. Surviving, his two daughters, 5 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren. Dale Brandon. Our great veterans today, brought to you by John Basiliga and just one of his great companies, Serenity Care. Meteorologist Joe Snedeker, what does he say? He says today, clouds and sun with a chance of a late day shower, 76 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 57. Wednesday, more clouds than sun, chance of a shower, 72. Thursday, an early morning shower, otherwise partly sunny, 78. All right, not bad. Good report, good week. I took Chauncey out to do his business at the news. It's perfect out. It's absolutely perfect out there. Amazing.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Charlie Rich. Murph says this date, 1973, he released his hit. What a great song. The Most Beautiful Girl. Bob Cadaro back with you on the eponymous program. Let's go right to the blower. We got Clive from Mountaintop. Clive, how are you?
Good morning, Bob. You know, for the sake of me, I can't understand why anyone in today's age would want to be a member of the Democratic Party if they have any sense of human decency and human respect at all. I just don't get it. And you've heard me say in your show before, I will not acknowledge, associate with, or converse with anyone that I know voted for Biden and or Harris, especially after last week's events. And, you know, I think that's showing in the case of Pennsylvania here with voter registration. The gap between Democrat and Republican is the smallest it's been in 15 or 20 years. I think it's 140,000. And when you take the inactive voters out, it's probably about even. So I think that's very telling, and I hope that trend continues.
Scott Pressler has done amazing things. He goes and talks to people. He's just looking. It's time for common sense. And most common people, sense. When they focus and listen, they break whatever their old traditions are, and they switch parties or at least leave the Democrat Party, which has left them long ago, if you have common sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I just don't understand it. You know, people, I'll give you a case in point. I know three individuals that have gas wells, gas rights, gas wells, gas checks up in Bradford and or Wyoming counties, bringing in big bucks every month. All three people are military veterans, hunters, gun owners, sportsmen, and I thought conservative, and certainly making a fortune off of fossil fuels. But yet they hate, and I'll use the word hate because they do, they hate Trump, and they'll tell you they hate Trump. I just don't get it.
Well, let me say this, Clive, and I differ with you. First of all, I talk to all my Democrat friends, even the Dummycrats, and I'm friends with them, and some of them I love and all that. I mean, I don't let that change my opinion of them. I really don't. But the second part of what you're saying is Trump doesn't mind being hated. And he actually encourages it with people who have Trump derangement syndrome. He actually makes them worse, and he does so intentionally. So somebody hating Trump, that's fine, but to act and vote against their own self-interest, that of their family, that of their community, whether they hate Trump or not, because as I told Frank Andrews way back when, we're way past who we like. That should have nothing to do with anything we do politically.
Absolutely. I might add the three individuals I described are staunch Catholics. Oh, imagine Mary. That.
Well, you can't be. Cannot be a good Catholic and a Democrat. You cannot be, period.
You cannot. You cannot.
Impossible.
Anyone that's part of a party that supports abortion up to and including the time of birth is sick.
Don't forget the mutilation of children, pharmacologically, surgically, and a whole host of issues. This is incredible.
But when you tell these people that they're what the Democratic Party stands for, and ask them why they remain a part of it, they just look at you like you have three heads. And
I had somebody text me today that I have somebody text me today that the transgender issue is only important to Republicans. Oh, really? Who created the transgender issue? Like it's look, you have to be intentionally ignorant to vote Democrat. You just have to.
Oh, I agree 100%, yeah. Bob. I just don't get it. I'm astounded. I just have to shake my head. And, you know, I want little or nothing to do with these people because by remaining with the Democratic Party and voting for Democrats, That tells me their values in life are diametrically opposed from mine.
Well, always remember, we have to, I got to take another call, but Clive, always remember this. Inertia is the strongest force in the universe.
True.
And we've got to accept it. It's just, true, look, I say this, and I'll go back to something that I always used to tell people. Now, I have a bull mastiff now, so he's sort of like a real dog. But I had English bulldogs, and I said, look, they've got short legs. They've got that short windpipe. They have the bashed-in face. I said, no matter what I do, I cannot turn them in. I can't turn him into a racing dog. And if I think I can, I'm going to hate him. So I accept him as he is.
That's how good analogy.
I look at it. Thank you, Clive. Appreciate it, man. TJ from Wilkes-Barre. TJ, you got something going on. Talk to me.
Well, we did. We had we made up cards to say, get to Charlie Kirk's family. I don't know if you saw it on the news this weekend. But we were up at Lackawanna County, up at the square. And we're down here. And
Nice.
Well, you know what? I talked to Noah Formica from Turning Point out of Pittsburgh, and he shared it. And we had a lot of people that came to the square in Wilkes-Barre and the square in Scranton. And they were kind of a little different. But the one in Wilkes-Barre, we played Christian music, and it was a time of – I talked to almost everybody there, and – the emotions that everybody's feeling is sadness, remorse, anger. Probably had about at least 80 or 100 people sign the sympathy card. I'll message it to you.
Nice.
But we have to do this in stages. We've got a lot of healing to do. I think we're doing that right now. And then what we have to do is I talked to a couple of my Democrat friends like you, and I asked them about it. And instead of saying, I feel horrible, that was wrong, which I would do if the shoe was on the other foot. They were like, brought up January 6th, and it's like they want to move they don't want to talk about the craziness that their party does. And they can't even just say, I don't agree with that. Now, there were a bunch of Democrats.
And TJ, I would say this. Okay, you think, because you don't care to know better, that every pox on everybody's house, everybody's violent, the right-wingers are violent. Okay, fine. What about the policies? just reduce it to that. Let's take personalities out of it. Let's take speculation out of it. What are the policies of the Democrat Party? See, then they'll deny those also.
And there was one other thing we had there. What we did was, and I'll get that to you too, because I know that you like to stay informed and say, we also had a petition to get tougher on crime. So not only did they sign the card, but everybody wants the DAs to be accountable, the judges to be accountable. And the way we fix this is we have to go out and vote in every election. And we have to vote for people that have our principles.
Yep.
And that's the way we win.
I run through these veterans every day, and I say, all we have, they went and they cashed a check saying, I'll give my life for this country if I have to. All we have to do is vote.
Yes.
That's it.
And honestly, you know, our organization, the NEPA Republicans, do a lot of that. And what we're going to do, we had to do this. So I didn't want, but we're going to get out there up in Scranton. I'll let you know when we're going to have,
we'll publicize
registration forms and all that.
You know that.
Yeah. So, of course, we have to do this. I think there's so many people that are conservative Democrats that had enough. We just, like I tell everybody, we're here to serve the people. You serve the people. I serve the people. All we are is just a way of people to go somewhere, change their registration, and all credit's given to God. All credit is given to, is that. And honestly, just so you know, in the end, God wins. It's in our book.
Yeah. Big reveal.
So,
TJ, we got to go. I got to get one more call in here, my man. But thank you. Thanks for doing that Charlie Kirk event. Great stuff.
Absolutely.
James from Harding. How are you, James?
Hey, pretty good. No, I'm just going to tell you about the one pet peeve I have about people when they call in. They keep saying how the Democratic Party is committing political suicide. That's not true, because I go to six different restaurants, you know, and I get to know all these waitresses. I ask them a simple question. How do you feel about no tax on tips? They say they never heard of it. They don't follow politics. Majority of people I talk don't follow politics, and when they do, they, you know, pick up the Scranton Times, Citizen's Voice, and all those late-night stations like NBC, CBS, ABC, and the MS Rat station. But, you know, they got to, you know, all those people that keep saying that they're committing suicide, no, because they know a month or two before elections, they become moderates. And all those people like Republicans or independents, they're sitting on the sideline. They got to get into the game. Now, I'm not saying they have to rush, you know, Castle, but they should try to get at least four or five of their friends to register and vote Republican.
Have to do it.
And if they got any Democrat friends, at least try to get them to primary these clowns out that's in their party.
Well, here's the confusing part for people in Northeast Pennsylvania. There are, I'd say it's a majority of Democrats in Northeast Pennsylvania are good people and even good candidates, elected officials. Good candidates, good elected officials. So it's confusing for people when they, and I tell them, but wait a minute. Even besides just, I take my own county and my own city, Paige Cognetti, who's a left-wing lunatic, Billy Gaughan, who's a left-wing lunatic as county commissioner. Beside them, most of the Democrats you're voting for are normal, except they're supporting the insanity, which is from a voting standpoint, unforgivable. Go ahead.
I can't understand why the Democrats are for abortion. These babies get counted on the census. They just imported 12 million, so they get counted.
They import them. Yeah, good point,
so
James.
Why are you against?
Thanks, brother. We finish with B.B. King. Because on September 16th, 1925, he was born in Indianola, Mississippi. We lost him May 14, 2015 in Las Vegas, Nevada at the age of 90. His last song was When Love Comes to Town, which he did with U2 in 1988, and that's our finisher. Hey, a bunch of people, and this is stuff I forgot. Not forgot. I didn't have a chance to mention regarding the killings and attacks on Democrats. Paul Pelosi's assailant was an illegal alien, number one. Now, I don't believe the gay relationship with Paul Pelosi, but that was thrown out there, and I think it was debunked. Now, somebody else on the George Floyd thing. Yes, the Democrat, hardcore left-wing Democrat apparatus in Minneapolis made sure that he was killed by the knee hold of Derek Chauvin. The fentanyl in his body would have killed four men. So sorry. I know what they pushed, and they had to in order to cause the riots and all the nightmare and to pretend that it was a civil rights matter. Please, don't believe them. And I'm not a conspiracy guy. If it actually was the knee on the neck that killed George Floyd, I'd be with you. But it wasn't. On the other Minnesota murders, I didn't mention this, and thank you to correct our troll. The Minnesota murderer, they've described him as a right-winger. I saw that. But he was, in fact, appointed by Tim Walz for two different positions. Thank you for give me a chance to repeat that. Let me say this. You cannot argue with trolls and give them everything at once. There's always too much to refute them. So thank you for that. Somebody says, Bob, thank you for a great laugh when you were talking about Mangione and walking with shackles. How he walks smoothly. We need something we can laugh at. Yep. No, he was walking remarkably smooth. Watch it when they'll be running that as B-roll when they do the story. I'm impressed. That's all I'm going to say. Somebody says, I'm Roman Catholic. Can't understand why our clergy don't take a stronger stand against politicians on the issue of abortion. Say something from the altar. I agree. All right. Well, guys, we're done. I'm out of time because the Sue Henry show's next. The Rob O'Donnell show's after that. God willing, I will be with you tomorrow morning. But until then, we've got to gavel to a close this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. As B.B. King drones on, we love him. Have a great afternoon, everybody.
WYLK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.